Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is covering the Bank of America Colonial all week long. Get leaderboard updates and the biggest stories on the course every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Brought to you by Layer 10 Sales and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, here we are.
This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. And we are out today at Scuba Toys. You can punch them up on the internet at scubatoys.com. But they have a place, and that place is in Carrollton. I-35 and Crosby is where you'll find us today. We have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out here with us.
We also
have ticket t-shirts, Rough Riders tickets, and Texas Truck and SUV Show tickets, which you can register to win. This is their grand opening out here today, Grego. Did you know that?
I did know that. Also, if you can't get down today, and boy, they've got great deals today, they're having a big grand opening sale this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Free food, free giveaways, special prices on everything. This is a really, really cool place. I'm telling you, I'm blown away by it.
It is Scuba, and all that that implies here at Scuba
and
Toys.
I am learning that it implies a lot when you talk about scuba.
It does.
And you got to have all the stuff. You got to have the wetsuit. You got to have the regulators and the tanks and the fins and the mask. And
well, I'm about to find out what you got to have because I'm about to go out and get my swim trunks and go put them on and get in there with that stuff on my back and do a little underwater breathing here in a minute.
You should. I mean, a guy that likes fish as much as you do and have got into that so much, you know, you need to get certified where you can go to the ocean.
Yes, I do.
And check out these things.
That's right.
Natural habitat.
Right. See the beauty of the yellow tang in its natural habitat. Well, right now, it is time for Deal Breaker Talk.
What has Scooter Hatfield brought us?
Looks like blizzards.
Oh, gosh. That's just what we need, isn't it?
And with more on that, here is somebody.
Snake.
Corby. This is his idea.
Corda.
By the way, it's a great idea, too.
Snake.
Well, we always talk about what's a deal breaker, like if we're involved in some sort of relationship, and we like this girl or boy for whatever reason, but there may be something that is a deal breaker. You may discover something about her that you just can't fight through. Therefore, it is known as a deal breaker. So we had a homework assignment to make a list, which everybody loves.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Just three deal breakers. Now, whether or not these actually happened or whether or not these could be deal breakers in a future relationship, we just thought we'd run them down. Mine have actually happened. Girls that I've liked for a certain amount of time. Now, it doesn't even have to be like a girlfriend. It could be somebody you went on a date with who you thought was great. You thought you had, you know, something going with her. And then you found out something that you just... You couldn't get past it. There you go.
And this can pretty much be anything, right? It doesn't have to be something physical.
No, not at all. Okay. It does not have to be something physical.
So and three things, right?
Yeah, you know, two, three, whatever you can come up with, whatever you have experienced in the past. So let's start with, what do you think, Danny? The hammer?
Let's start with the hammer.
That's wonderful.
Stand back, burrito!
And now here's hammer, I guess.
All right. So the three things that you just cannot fight through, it's a total deal breaker, no matter how hot they are, no matter how much you really like them, that if they do one of these three things or whatever,
right,
that they're out on.
Right.
Okay. Mine are pretty easy. Smoking. Can't fight through that.
Is that number three?
Have you ever been able to fight through someone who smoked?
No.
Like, even in your bartending days?
You know, I've tried to, but it always becomes a deal breaker. I can't deal with it. Just out. Just can't.
Okay.
Or what if they smoke only occasionally? When they're drinking.
If they keep it away from me.
Well, who would I know who does that?
Pete Rose's sister.
Right.
I mean, if they keep it away from me and... they do it on their own time.
What if they come home and they smell like smoke because they've been smoking? Like their clothes reek of smoke.
But you
never see it.
But I never see it?
Mm-mm.
You know what? I couldn't fight through it. Just couldn't. That's a deal breaker.
Okay.
Just can't. The second would be B.O. If they stink, that is out, man. You have a stinky butt? Anywhere on their body.
Have you run across that? Like just like
armpit B.O.?
Like man
yes.
B.O. on
yes,
a woman?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Girl that was kind of hot. But
did you tell her?
She stunk. No, I didn't have the heart to tell her. She stunk.
I don't mind.
I'd be embarrassed on that, but she did.
Is this recent?
For me?
Or sometime, but well, yeah, for you.
Oh, this was way back in bartending or whatever day. So no.
I don't mind the B.O. on a woman.
But she did. I mean, she really stunk. And, I mean, it was that fried bacon smell. Fried bacon B.O.
Gross.
And I just couldn't take it. And, I mean, this girl, because she was really good looking, but she just stunk. And I think she knew she stunk because she'd try to mask it with perfume.
Oh, dear.
And so by spraying the perfume on B.O., that's worse. So, out on B.O.
Number one.
Well, mine aren't in any particular order.
No.
But the third one would be a bad housekeeper, a messy house. I mean, if they can't keep their house, if they can't keep their house clean, I'm wondering what else they can't keep clean.
Yeah, right.
So, that's it. And usually, you can go by what their car looks like. You don't even have to go to their house.
You see fast food sacks in the
you
floorboard?
See, you know, you go to their car, if their car, you know, looks like a disaster area, you can bet that their bathroom is dirty, their kitchen is dirty, and they're just messy. I can't have that. I've got to have tidiness.
Okay. Kevin?
Is this, you talking deal breakers as in after you get into the relationship
yes.
or after you have a couple dates?
Yes.
That's it, man.
Right.
Can't do no more. I think probably the if I'm ranking these in order from worst to first, the third deal breaker for me is moles. Now, if I see a girl with moles, like
so
on the arms or the neck or something,
uh-huh.
She can be a very attractive girl, but the real odd mole just really trips me out. I don't know why it is, but I stay away from that. And if I get into getting to know this girl and the odd mole pops up, it just creeps me out,
like,
man.
Like if there's a mole on the stomach. Or just a little mole, not like a big old mole with a giant hair sticking out of
no,
it.
No, I'm talking something that even protrudes a little bit from the body. No, I mean, not like the regular, you know, odd discoloration or
yeah.
something, but anything that protrudes from the body a little bit, yeah.
I'm with you on that.
It freaks me out. It's
well,
like
I'm with you on that, too.
That's why, when I saw Cactus,
eating?
Man, ooh, I had to stay away from it. I couldn't even look at it. It just kind of turned my stomach a little bit. The second one is... The deal breaker, a girl who doesn't, doesn't like to drink, but it's really the girl who can't enjoy a drink or have a good time. Because if we're hanging out and we're going out and I'm getting my drink on and you're not, then all I'm doing is breathing on you and I'm annoying you. So she's got to be able to enjoy a drink, have a good time.
Kevin loves mole-free alcoholics.
Let's say.
Kevin Scott.
Kevin encourages alcoholics.
And the third one is... I once went out with a girl, really nice girl, good looking, and on the second date, it really hit me, and it hit me hard that she had chronic halitosis.
Oh.
And there was absolutely no way I could fight through it. And it really hurt me to break it off. And what do you say? You just say, I'm not interested. I'd just rather be friends or something. I could not fight through it. Could not fight through it. It was the kind where it really makes you physically ill, and you can't talk to the person if you're
going
to
breathe
in a car.
You.
Yeah, you've got to look at the windshield or look out the window, and then it's like you're ignoring them. So you just got to break it off.
Poor lady. All right, Danny.
Number three, bad feet.
Really?
Ugly feet. Yes.
That almost made my list.
I can't stand the stripper feet, the feet that have been crammed into high heels for 15 years and they're all mangled and disfigured.
Oh, they have bad feet, the stripper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
They have that.
Did you know that, Mike?
That bone that sticks out on the side.
No, I didn't.
I can't deal with that.
Now, are you talking about the way that their feet are kept or
both?
Just feet that have been crammed
yes.
into...
Yes. Number one, I hate feet to begin with. I think it's the most disgusting part of the human body. So if I have to see them, they better be pretty good. I hate bad feet.
Okay.
Number two...
Why would I know that? How do you think I am? Big dick?
Well, I know how
what
you
are
like.
You eating?
Yeah, quit eating.
God almighty.
Well, we're eating blizzards, and if we don't eat them, they're going to melt, okay?
That's cut what brakes are for.
Yeah, you can wait 3 minutes.
They'll melt. No, cut us some slack. I mean, we've got blizzards.
God almighty. Number two, bad musical taste.
Girls who eat blizzards.
I'm with you on this
bad
one.
Musical taste. I'd rather a girl...
According to who?
According to me. If I'm hanging out with this girl and talking to her and she's like, yeah, my favorite band's Incubus, I'm probably out.
You know
I don't
what?
Care how
I
great she is. I would rather have a girl with absolutely no musical taste that doesn't even care about music than one that's passionate about Seven Dust.
Is that a band?
Yeah. And number one, the
Kick it.
Overall, all-time, be-all, end-all, ender for me, deal-breaker, is the boob tattoo.
Really?
Yes. You can have a tattoo pretty much anywhere else on your body, and I don't care how great of a rack that you have, if you unleash those babies and there is a tattoo on your boob, I'm out.
So you wouldn't date Janice from the Sopranos?
No.
With the Rolling Stones tattoo on
absolutely
her
boob? Absolutely not. I cannot stand that. You cheapen the boob when you put a tattoo on it.
All right, mine are all three that have actually happened. I've ended relationships because of these three reasons.
Right.
One, and these are going in order of least shocking to most shocking. I don't date tall girls. I mean, I'm like 5'10", but I've never dated a girl that's taller than like 5'7", except for once. And this is the reason I don't, is because the girl who was like 5'7", 5'8", had hands twice as big as mine. She had man hands. It was very Seinfeldian.
Not always true, though.
No, I know it's not always true, but I could not get past it. Like, when you would hold her hand, I mean, it was like holding Shaquille O'Neal's hand.
You know who I think might have that same quirk?
Who?
Grego sat in with me and Big Ben on Diamond Talk about almost a week and a half ago, and there was this smoking hot girl.
Oh, God.
Sitting
on the... Unbelievably good.
I mean, this body was incredible. It was sculpted by man's hands, but it was still incredible. Nookie girl. And we were remarking how hot she was, and about 5 minutes later, Gregor goes, oh, my gosh. Look at her again, and look how big her hands are. And I looked over there, and it was, all I could picture was her reaching over and wiping her boyfriend's face off and just mangling his face because her hands were so huge.
She had two first base bits on her hands.
It was crazy. It looked so odd because she had her fingernails painted, and they were obviously they were polished and done professionally, but it looked like her hands looked like a transvestite's because they were so big.
And after you
could sure she wasn't?
No, there's no way.
No, I don't think so.
But then you couldn't look at her the same after that, could you, Kevin?
No, there's no way.
Yeah, big giant hands.
Number two, often talked about, the mustache. I mean, flat out, can't handle it. And sometimes the mustache is deceptive. Like, you won't see it until you're, like, out in the sun with this person. Because they can be disguised with makeup, but the sun...
The sun tells all.
Oh, yes.
The sun is unforgiving.
No. Yes, it is.
What about just, are we talking any hair whatsoever? What about just a little facial fuzz?
Wax it. Get rid of it.
All of it?
No, the mustache.
Okay.
Just get rid of the mustache. I don't like that.
What about the billy goat chin?
Doesn't happen. I'm not talking about circus freaks here.
Keep rolling.
Number one, hygiene.
What do you mean?
I've never encountered B.O., bacon strip B.O., like Grego.
It's horrible, let me tell you, and shocking.
But you've encountered P.O.?
Yes.
P.O.?
Just, yeah.
Post office?
Yeah, Greg, post office.
I've encountered...
What does that mean exactly?
B.O.?
I don't know, post office.
B.O.
Like a P.O. box?
Where it doesn't need to...
So your P.O. box?
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg.
Right. You're exactly right. And, man, I really liked this girl.
I know you did.
I really liked her.
She was great.
And she had a P.O. box?
Yep. It yep. was...
She didn't have a physical address, Greg. She had a post office box.
It was too much for me to handle.
What was wrong with it?
She won. She beat me.
What was wrong with it?
Man, Grego, I can't describe the smell.
If you had to compare the smell to something, what would you say it would be?
Dad, burrito!
Like wet leather?
Maybe a dumpster?
Yeah, a dumpster.
Now, exactly where did this emanate from?
Maybe puppy dog breath?
Oh, way worse than that. I'd rather mug down with my dogs than deal with that on a permanent basis.
Exactly where did this emanate from?
And there are my three deal breakers.
How long did you go out with this girl before this was thrust upon you?
Before I found out?
Yes.
And how did you find out?
You'd have gotten pretty close.
Yeah, it took a few weeks.
So you'd gotten to know her pretty well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd gotten to like her pretty well.
Right.
Now, did you tell her?
No.
How can you?
Now, how did you find out? I mean, did this come about through, like, normal...
Is he stupid? Am I dealing
He's
with
retarded.
A stupid old man?
He is the most retarded human in the world.
Well, I mean, what he's asking
fact,
is, did you have to open the doors to the post office to find out?
No.
Oh, really?
I mean, you were just walking by
You were just walking by
the sidewalk.
I see.
That's bad.
Yeah. Huh.
See, my B.O. girl, that area was okay.
Right.
It was just the rest of her.
And, you know, sometimes I chalk it up to being in college. Like, maybe she just didn't know. Maybe she had no clue. You know?
Mm.
I don't know.
You got to be kidding.
All right, Michael.
All right, that's Deal Breaker talk for today.
We know we're late, but you got to squeeze yours in. Come on. Everybody did their homework assignment except you.
No. I've got mine.
Mexican, black, and Chinese?
Mine's a little bit different.
Okay.
Because I dispense with mine early. I mean, if any of them are evident from initial contact...
Out. Don't even consider it.
No. I mean, I don't get involved with them henceforth. If the mustache is there or Billy Goat Chin is around, out. If she drinks too much and can't do anything without drinking and is a silly drinker, out.
God, we could never date.
And if she won't shut up, out.
What do you mean, won't shut up? Just constantly talking?
Constantly talking and has a goofy laugh. A goofy laugh will drive me crazier than not shutting up.
Oh, boy.
What? Oh, boy, what?
No, I agree with you on those.
Yeah, I mean, for the drinking I could not fight through this.
So you couldn't fight through Chansey?
No.
Even as cute as she is?
I don't care how hot she is. I could not fight through that.
You don't like the woman that likes to hear her head rattle?
No, I do not.
Small talk and chit-chat? Mm.
Right.
So you like to go home and hear about your wife's day or anything?
No, I don't.
Oh, dear.
I'm with you, man.
Not me. I love hearing about my wife.
Sure you do.
Okay. I love it.
Sure you do.
Then why do you curse the heavens when the cell phone rings and it's her number?
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thank the Lord
In fact, you ask us, should I really answer this?
Gotta go.
And Sager's been in there somewhere as well. All right. Coming up next, it is contest time here on The Ticket.